Kelly, who's calling us from, whoa, Cincinnati. Hi, ma'am. How's the weather there? We finally have sunshine in Seattle for once.
Well, I think you win the weather award. We have overcast skies here.
Well, for so, once, we have sun and somebody else doesn't. Amazing. But I'll shut up. You go ahead, ma'am.
I want to know if your 216 A ratio on your urine hormone profile is high at 6.1. And the range would be 0.6 to 5. Would someone need to get treatment for that, or that's just a little off and no big deal?
Well, it's a little off, ma'am, but funny thing, are you eating your cruciferous vegetables, as they're called? Cauliflower, broccoli, and Brussels sprouts, etc. Are you eating those?
Well, this is for my mom, but actually...
Okay.
Not that often. I mean, you know, maybe once or twice a week.
Well, a little bit more will usually bring it down. You don't even have to take treatment. Just eat lunch.
Okay. Okay. So, DHEA, the range you all give is 100 to 2,000.
Yes, and, it's a very broad range.
My mom's was 40, and she's been taking... Douglas Labs makes a little sublingual, you know, tablet you dissolve underneath your tongue. And she's been doing that for like 6 or 8 months or more. And her score was 40. Is that, that's still not in the range. Would that mean she would need to take more of it or?
Yes, ma'am. She could try taking more of that. However, when we put it under the tongue, usually... some of it's absorbed there, but quite a lot of it ends up getting swallowed. And when it gets swallowed, a funny thing, but it goes straight to the liver, and the liver is not accustomed to dealing with a whole load of DHEA all at once, and so it tends to turn it into other things, such as the estrogens, and not too much DHEA is left behind. I know it's sold in all the health food stores, and it's sold in capsules, and it's sold in sublinguals, but what we need to do with any hormone is copy what nature does. I keep saying copy nature because that's the rule book, and it works the best. DHEA is made in the adrenal glands. It goes from there to the heart. The heart spreads it to every cell in the body, and then a little bit goes through the liver at a time, and the liver is able to deal with that a little bit and kick it out like it's supposed to. But when we swallow it, a whole bunch of it ends up going to the liver sooner, and it doesn't stay behind as DHEA so good. And that's why I recommend to everybody who wants to get the DHEA into them that it be one of those rub-in things that you have to get a prescription from a compounding pharmacy, because for whatever reason, the people who know everything about how doctors should practice medicine and pharmacists should do pharmacy, why, they make you get a prescription for rubbing it on, but for swallowing it, you can just buy it. Duh. When you rub it on, it needs to be rubbed into very specific locations. They're called mucous membranes. And for ladies, those are the vaginal area and inside the labia there, because it absorbs better on those surfaces. And with a lower dose, we get better levels. Now, I got to say one other thing, though, and that is that range of 100 to 2,000, wow, that sounds broad. It is, though, because DHEA goes into a steep nosedive for most people after age 40 to 50, somewhere in there. At age 25 to 35, we see people who have clear up at the top end of the range. That's nature. So if we're going to try to mimic that, we're never going to get up to the top end of that range, but if we at least can get a couple 300 into that normal range, what does DHEA do? It's a major support for the immune system, that's what. And there's actually one big study out there showing that the higher the levels of DHEA in older people, and they define that as over 60, the more likely they are to live a bit longer. No kidding. It reduced mortality from all causes happening at earlier ages. So getting DHEA as a supplement in is a very good idea, but the point is getting it in. And using the swallow it or putting it on the tongue doesn't work near as well as the rub in. And for that, and under current regulatory schemes, one has to see a physician who happens to know what they're doing with the bioidentical hormones, ma'am.
Okay. So if you just had your testing done and, you know, you start taking a different form of DHEA, do you feel like if someone were to have this remeasured by blood that this might be fairly accurate, you know, instead of having the urine testing done again through Meridian Valley Lab?
Sure. Sure. In order to have that as accurate as you want it to be, it would be wisest to do a before and after blood test, because that way you could see if it really got in you and you could see where you're starting.
Okay. Yeah, that would be good. Okay. Well, then if your testosterone is low and you're already taking a compounded estrogen and progesterone products, but your doctor didn't recommend any testosterone, but your testosterone came out at 0.5, which is low.
Oh, wow. That's really low, ma'am.
I guess that's why I'm not super strong. Then it's also recommended that you get a compounded testosterone product as well. I mean,
yep.
I initially did this to help my osteoporosis, but I would like to help my health as best as I can. So,
well, as we all know, ladies have a normal amount of testosterone. Sure, it's a lot less than a guy's, just like a guy's estrogen is a lot lower than ladies are. But that low amount is really, really important for doing just what you said, maintaining muscle mass. And it also maintains a number of other things around a woman's body. Oddly enough, it actually helps with mental health some, but only if it stays within a woman's normal range. We don't want it up in the male range for a lady. But it helps with that, too. Just for example, one of my medical assistants, I've mentioned this before, told me that she could always tell when a woman got in enough testosterone and DHEA. And I said, does that apply to everybody? She says, no. It applies to the ladies who call me up a lot. And then when they get enough testosterone and DHEA in them, they settle down. They don't call me up much at all. So that's what I mean by mental health, ma'am. It helps with those mental processes, not being as anxious, as well as helping the muscles and helping. Oh, here's another good one. Blood vessels. What are they made out of? Muscle. Uh-huh. And so to keep the blood vessels strong, we got to have at least a lady's amount of testosterone if we're a lady. So, yes, I'd strongly recommend that you add that to your BHT with the help of your doctor.
Okay. Well, I know some of these tests are quite complex, and it's really not necessary for a person to understand every little one on some of these pages. But do you explain a lot of these in depth on the Meridian Valley Lab website?
Some of them, yes, ma'am. Some of them, but not all of them, no. So some of the obscure ones we don't get many questions about, they're not on there.
Okay. Well, I thank you very much for your information. One last question, if you don't mind. Do you think if someone couldn't convince the doctor to do red blood cell or white blood cell zinc, and the doctor did zinc, just serum, for a man that's 86 years old, and it came out in towards the low end of the range, then would you also assume that their zinc would, it was low on low normal? Would you also assume that they would need zinc, and that if the test was done, white blood cell or red blood cell zinc, that their results would probably be low?
That's a fairly good assumption in a person that age, ma'am. And also, keep in mind that up to a certain amount, zinc is fairly safe to use. So I realize it costs money to do tests. And you could ask your doc, hey, isn't 30 milligrams of zinc, which is the typical capsule in the health food store, isn't that safe? And remember the balance with copper thing that you probably heard about earlier. But that amount is usually safe for any age, and I never would go above that without checking with the doctor about it.
Okay. Yeah, we tested the copper, and that was fine. That was in the normal range. So.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling.